RadioMD.com. It's health delivered daily. Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, I was going to talk about U.S. children and eating fast food, but I'm also just going to stick in there one little comment about that last guest and talking about car seats and parents, keep your kids in the back seat. Just do it. Keep them in the back seat till they're 13 years old, even if you don't have an airbag. It's just the safest place for kids. Now, speaking of kids, let's talk about fast food. Right now, we're seeing a third of U.S. children and teenagers eating pizza or fast food every day, a new government report is showing. So we're worried about childhood obesity. We're worried about our children not getting enough exercise and playtime. And we're worried about them eating junk food. Well, here you go. A third of U.S. children and teens are eating pizza or fast food every day. Now, pizza can be healthy. Whole wheat crust, stick some kale on there, make sure it's loaded with tomatoes and vegetables, load it up as much as you can. A good low-fat, part-skim mozzarella on there. There's ways to make a pizza much healthier. But if you're taking a frozen pizza out of the freezer, boy, those things are so, so, so unhealthy for your kids. The sodium level is crazy. So I know we're busy. I'm not sanctimonious. I'm not holier than thou. I know what it's like to be a busy working parent. And sometimes it is just easier to bring home whatever you can bring home. But if you do have to bring takeout, if you do have to do fast food, look for the healthier choices if you can. Subway or a sandwich place is better than McDonald's. If you have to look to those fast food places, if you go to Kentucky Fried Chicken or KFC or Taco Bell, my God, try and make the healthier choices. Look for the grilled chicken things. Look for the chicken tacos. I don't know, but I do know that we all get busy, and I know that sometimes I bring in takeout or make something quick that's not as healthy. I'm not saying I don't, but I do say that we have to try and pull our kids away. It becomes expensive besides which, and we have to try and pull our kids away from eating that junk. Take the time. Make salads at the beginning of the week. They last for 2 or 3 days in a stainless steel bowl. Make your salads. Make your vegetables. Do stuff at the beginning of the week so it's easier to pull stuff out of the freezer in the fridge and feed your kids healthier. Okay, this is Melanie Cole. We got more great show coming up. Stay tuned.